So you may have noticed a little typo in your bulletin. It says no message. And the fact that I'm going on about 6.5 hours of sleep over the past 2 nights, it might be best if we just skip to the next. But I'm not going to let you or myself off quite that easily. But I come to you from an experience still very fresh in my mind and in the hearts and spirits of 11 other Moorlanders who got to spend the last week in El Tránsito, Nicaragua. And the experience is hard to describe in words, which is why one of our team members spent his entire time, Drew Coleman, videographing the experience, and will be creating multiple visual ways to communicate our travels and the new friends that we made, the experiences that we had. But as I return, and as I looked over the scriptures for this morning, I found them very fitting, because El Tránsito is one of those places that you get to off of the paved roads. In fact, once you leave the paved highway, it's at least another half an hour or so before you get to El Tránsito. And you go over a lot of dusty, bumpy, at times fearfully trepidating roads that those who drove us handled beautifully. But you get to a part of the world that is rarely reached, at least by people beyond the few who live in that community. And by all appearances, in many ways, it looks like the vision that Ezekiel had when he first looked out into the desert, the valley of dry bones. It's a place of desolation. It's a place that's experienced famine and drought. It's a place in which you would imagine the people on a daily basis experience desperation. And yet when you enter into the community and into that space and begin to spend time there, you realize that the appearances are somewhat misleading. And that when you get beneath the surface, not only of the land, but the surface and appearance of the people, their homes, their way of life, you experience something that is much deeper and much more profound and much less despairing and much more hopeful. It's an incredible image to be part of a team that had people drill down into the ground 200 feet, in one case 300 feet, beneath this rocky, dry, drought-inflicted surface, and to find something buried there, something that gives life, something that gives hope, to see water rise up out of that landscape. That in and of itself felt like a miracle. But it really was an image for our whole experience. Because although we saw people living in a context that we would identify as poverty-stricken, we found people who were not defined by that image. We found people who were not restricted by some of those things that we associate with need or with scarcity. What we found in the midst of what appeared to be scarcity was abundance. An abundance of smiles. An abundance of laughter. An abundance and depth of relationship. We walked into a church on Sunday morning that normally has their service in the evening, but because the gringos were in town, they held a second service, which happened at around 10:30 Nicaraguan time, which means we started around noon. And it was amazing. There were a couple dozen people there. The pastor left his job at a factory early to come home to load some plastic chairs in the back of an old pickup truck and to drive them up to bring them into the sanctuary so that we could join together in song and in prayer and in scripture and in celebration. And for a place that seemingly needs so much, the pastor was speaking on one of the psalms. The psalm that says, "The earth is the Lord's and everything in it." And this pastor spoke not of a broken well or a barren wilderness. He spoke of blessing. He used this phrase that several other people use throughout the week. All is a gift from God. This land, these people, these families, this food, this water coming up from the depths of the earth, all of it is a gift from the Creator. And his exhortation was to remember that it is a gift to be cherished and not to be squandered, and not to be mistreated, but to be shepherded, to be cared for. We visited with a farmer, Alejandro, and his wife, Nellis, the site of where the broken well was that Andy Krueger led the charge for us to repair. And Alejandro took a few of us around one day to show us one of his properties. He has three adjacent properties, all connected to a river that really is a creek. And yet as he spoke, he would point to the different kinds of trees. And he would call out to the different animals on his property. And he talked about some of the ways that they provided for themselves and for the broader community. And again, that phrase kept coming. We recognize that all of this is a gift. He pointed to the tree in his front yard that he said, "I've known this tree my whole life. 60 years it's been here." He's 65. And he looks at this tree and he said, "How can I see it in any other way except gift?" And we visited a school, a one-room schoolhouse in the extended community. About 20 children there. A new well was being drilled in their play yard. And again, as we got to know the children and played games with them, and some of us taught them to count up to 20 in English, or worked with them to learn shapes, or talked about hygiene with them. Again, we saw much more that connected us than kept us apart. The language may have been different, the life context and situation may have been different, but the humanity was the same. And as we got to know these people in these communities, that image kept coming back to me. Out of the depths comes life. Out of the barren places comes hope. Out of the things that are buried beneath hardening and challenging and frustrating and unjust circumstances, spring up these sprigs of possibility and promise and vitality and laughter and joy and hope and peace. And then I come home to a baptism. And I just can't seem to get away from water. In fact, none of us can. Because As we prayed in the baptismal prayer, this is the stuff we're mostly made of. And there's a reason that Jesus more than once described himself as the living water. And there's reason that God continues to use water, not just as a symbol of redemption and of revitalization and of renewal, but there's a reason God made us as water. There's a reason God made us as love. And there's a reason that no matter the circumstances in our world or in our life, the river continues to flow, even when it looks like a creek. The water is present beneath the surface. We don't need to go to Nicaragua to discover that. That's right. Because it's right here. It's right here. We are who God has made us. And it's when we explore the depths that we discover the riches. It's when we can look out at a valley of dry bones and see a nation arising. It's when we can enter a place of great scarcity and recognize and experience abundance. The same water that ultimately freed a rogue morsel of meat stuck in Andy Kruger's esophagus, that forced he and his family to go to Managua to the hospital that they never entered. Because by the time they got there, the rocky road and other circumstances and the water ready for Andy to drink when he was able was there to set his esophagus free and to clear that passageway for nourishment. That same water is the water that's now giving life to the village and the community of El Tránsito. And is the same water that's in our atmosphere that will blow our way in some way, shape, or form from Nicaragua to Portland, and that will blow back and remind us that ultimately we're not just connected in spirit, we're connected in water. And we're not just connected by birthright, we are connected by human right. And we are connected as God's children. And we are connected as one family. Just as we initiated the newest member of our family this morning. As we come to this table to celebrate communion, this is a family celebration. We are recognizing not only that each of us as individuals is connected to our Creator through that water of love that gives us life, we're connected to each other. But we're not just connected to each other, we're connected to that family that extends throughout this city and throughout this country and all the way down to Nicaragua and all the way around the world. This is a family celebration. And the invitation is to come and to be refreshed by the water of life, to be renewed and restored, and to be refilled and empowered to be vessels of that water. Every person that you interact with, every decision that you make, every idea that sparks your creativity, every crisis that weighs you down, to know that you have been given everything that you need. That we have been given everything that we need. So come to the table. Come as you are able. Come as you are. Amen.